Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Pei Aleph Chulin 81. And on 81b, our mission discusses further the concept of Osovi Espino, as it states in Leviticus chapter 22, verse 28, Osovi Espino Sishka Tu Biyomechad. One is not allowed to slaughter the mother and its offspring on the same day. But our mission is going to clarify that there are some types of killing the animal that's not called a Shlita. And so, therefore, since it's not a valid slaughter, therefore, perhaps the prohibition will not apply. So says our Mishnah, HaShochet, if somebody slaughters the mother and the offspring, or the father and the offspring, depending on which opinion one follows in the Talmud, Nimtza Trefa, and then one discovers that one of the animals is found to be non-kosher, it's a Trefa, or HaShochet LaVodazara, if one of them slaughters the animal for idolatry, and as a result of slaughtering for idolatry, we know that the animal is not going to be permitted to have any benefit from it. And also HaShochet Paras Chatas, if somebody slaughters the cow for the red heifer, that under those circumstances the slaughter is not to be eaten, but it must be entirely burnt. And so too the shor haniskal, a shor that was supposed to be stoned, an ox that was supposed to be stoned, for example, if the ox killed a person and the court has ruled that ox must be stoned because it's killed a person and one is not allowed to get any benefit from it, or also an egwa rufa, a calf that was supposed to be that was dedicated to be brought down to the Wadi Eitan, the Nachal Eitan, and to be killed in a manner that's called the ritual of Egla Rufa, that under these circumstances, Rabbi Shimon says one's potter, and the Chachamim say one is chayev, one is liable. However, HaShochet, somebody slaughters the animal and nisnabla miyado, and the animal became an invalid slaughter, became an avela, was not a proper slaughter, or hanocher, somebody tears the animal by bringing in the knife and tears it through the neck, not in a shlita way, but you kill the animal in a different manner, or hama'akir, that a person just yanks out the simanim without slaughtering them, pater mishim osovi espino. There, even according to the sages, a person is going to be exempt from the prohibition of osovi espino, because that is not an action of a slaughter at all, and so therefore it does not fall within the prohibition of one who slaughters the osovi espino, the mother and the child on the same day. And so the dispute between Rishonim and Chachamim is only in a situation where there was a ma'is shchita, there was an action of a slaughter. It's just that there was something else external to the slaughter that says that's not a valid slaughter. Like, for example, if it was found to have a physical defect in the animal, but in a situation where it was not even a slaughter at all, then even the sages would say that is not a valid slaughter, and so therefore will not be in violation of the prohibition of Oso the Espino. This discussion of our Mishnah, where our Mishnah says that if one kills the animal not by slaughtering it, but by just yanking it, ripping it open, one is exempt from Oso the Espino. This was raised by Rabbi Akiva Eger, and some said this Mishnah in the context of a very important discussion. So the Noda Behuda, the chief rabbi of Prague, was asked the following question about a person who had a very large farm. He had a very large field, and he had in his property, he had forest land, and there were many wild creatures that were in the forest. And he asked him if he was able to. He asked him to Behuda if he was able to basically hunt these animals and shoot them, and if that would be a violation of the prohibition of Tzar Balei Chaim, of causing pain to an animal. So the Noda Behuda says that this is not a violation of Tzar Balei Chaim. To shoot the animals in this manner is not going to be a violation, because since he's killing these animals and he's not leaving them alive, and under these circumstances, he says, therefore we don't say that there's any Tzar Balei Chaim. However, the Noda Behuda adds on top of that, he says, even though you're not technically speaking in violation of Tzar Balei Chaim, nevertheless, he says, certainly it is a mida meguna, it's a terrible thing to be doing, to be hunting just animals like this. And he says, this is not the way of the Jewish people, this is the way of Nimrod and Esav. And he says, this is not the manner of the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he says, also, not only that, it's possibly dangerous, and so you bring yourself into a place of danger, because there are animals there, they could cause you danger. And also, he says, this is on a spiritual level, it's causing that your sins will be remembered. And only if a person needs to do this in order to, for somehow, in order to, for his, to, for food, then we understand it. And so therefore, The Notam Yehuda says, well, it's technically not a violation of Tzara Bala Chaim. He says it's not something that somebody should do, and also it's possibly going to be in violation of the prohibition of Baal Tashchis. However, the Shemesh Sedaka argues with the Notam Yehuda, and he says this is certainly the sin of Tzara Bala Chaim, and he says that the idea that there's no Tzara Bala Chaim when a person only when the animal is alive is when there is a prohibition of causing pain to the animal. That doesn't apply, because sometimes the manner of death, if you're killing them in an unusual fashion, that also is going to be a violation of the concept of Tzar Balei Chaim. And indeed, so Rabbi Akiva Eger learns this out from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says also the Espinel that if you kill the animal not by slaughtering it but by tearing it open, then one is exempt from the prohibition of also the Espinel. However, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that we see from here that the person is exempt from the concept of Oso V'Espino, but they are in violation of Tzar Balei Chaim, of causing pain to the animal. And so therefore we see that even if the animal dies in this manner, unlike the Noda Yehuda, who says that it's not Tzar Balei Chaim if the animal is going to die by doing that, that Rabbi Akiva Eger would say yes, that is also a violation of Tzar Balei Chaim. And so therefore not only would Rabbi Akiva Eger prohibit the hunting because it's a Mida Meguna, it's a bad attribute, but also because it's a violation of causing pain to the animal in a way that's not prescribed by the Torah, that killing the animal in a way unlike what the Torah tells us to kill, and so therefore that is going to be a violation of Tzar Balei Chaim according to Rabbi Akiva Eger.